This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jennifer Daigle. J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R-D-A-I-G-L-E. Date of birth 03-20-1999. Requesting physician Erika Wachmeister, E-R-I-K-A-W-A-C-H-T-M-E-I-S-T-E-R. Date of appointment 04-22-2024. Dear Dr. Wachmeister, I have the pleasure of seeing Jennifer Daigle today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 25-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having burning and numbness and tingling around the right eye, right forehead and right cheek, upper half. It was constant, now it comes and goes. It is tender to touch. Gabapentin was helping initially little bit, not anymore. Sometime when stands up, feel lightheaded, she is having headache at the back of the head and neck. Few per weeks, dull, once in a while, throbbing, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, ibuprofen and Excedrin help. Past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, GERD, bipolar disorder, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, wisdom teeth removal, allergy to singulair and penicillin medication, metformin, Intuniv, iron, levothyroxine, esomeprazole, seroquel, Cymbalta, Ozempic. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drug. She is working customer service representative in Spectrum. She is single, lives alone, have no children. Family history, mother alive with breast cancer, COPD, father alive with hypertension, two sisters, one with fibromyalgia, one brother going for heart surgery. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, depression, anxiety. Physical examination. Blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 25-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, trigeminal neuralgia. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, vertigo dizziness. Number 4, depression. Number 5, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain and MRI of the head and neck. I would like to start trileptal 150 milligram 2 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Didn't get paid because of what it says for the reason for the visit. He says, I don't talk to him about that. That's why I would...
What?
He says that he only comes to see you for PTSD and all that. And I'm like, but this could have just been, you could have told him everything that was going on since you've seen him in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
So they denied the claim because of this little paragraph, even though you're seeing him for other stuff. You're seeing him for the PTSD and all that.
So what can I do then?
I don't know. That's what I'm going to
have. He has anything worker compensation type or no?
Oh, he's workers' comp's been paying all this all along, but they're denying it because they're saying it's for the head, but that's not why.
No,
I don't
we
know
didn't
how.
Change any medication. We didn't do anything.
No, you're not treating that injury. You're treating his previous injury. You just
does he have any separate insurance for this incident or no?
No, and he's trying to say that he never told you none of that.
From where I got it.
That's why he's got me confused with somebody else. He's like, you're not there. He gets overwhelmed, and I'm like, the only days I'm not there is Friday, and he has, what, 6 patients?
No, it's not overwhelming. How can I write from other patient in this disease?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's saying you had somebody else, other patient in mind. You're not like that. So he's like, talk to Doc. I'm telling you, call Doc. I'm like, I'm his secretary. I'm in the same building as him. I don't
tell that you are the only one who is saying this thing.
Yeah, so I don't get it. So, I don't know. I'll call Maddie and see because that's not why you've seen him. That's not why you treated him. You've seen him for...
Whatever he told, I wrote it.
Yeah, and when you build it, the bill code is built for the PTSD and this and that. It's not...
I didn't write anything else.
No. You wrote the same thing as always. Just PTSD, nightmares, insomnia, anxiety. So I don't get it. That's not why... Let me call Maddie. There's some farm down in Cahoes, Troy area, Woodward Farms or something like that. She brought in a whole apple pie from there. I'm like, well.
When was that? When I was off?
Yeah.
Wednesday?
Yeah. So I was like, well, I'm not going to leave it here and have the cleaning crew take it. So I took that thing home. My husband had half. I had the other half. That thing was that good. I might have to tell her.